Zvachim Perk Yud Mishnah Vav 10:6. We've wrapped up the topic of prioritization of the offering of different korbanos, but now we're going to transition to talk about the consumption of them. Kashem shehen kodman the pakravasan, in the same way in which we have two rules essentially that determine the hierarchy of when things are hakrava, when they're offered, meaning we said frequency, tadirus, and also Mekudash, sanctity, let's call it. Kachin kodun b'achilas, and the same rules apply for the consumption. The Kohen has to decide what should he eat. Should he eat a chatas or a shlamim? The answer is the same way that the chatas is offered first, so too the chatas is eaten first. Now, we have additional rules here, it says the Mishnah. Shlamim shel emesh u'shlamim shel hayom. If you have yesterday's shlamim and today's shlamim. Just a note on the word emesh here. In the Chumash and in modern Hebrew, the word emesh means last night. However, in Mishnah Hebrew, emesh simply means yesterday, like the Arabic word amps, aleph, mem, sen, some kind of word. So it means yesterday. So the shlam shel emesh or shlam shel ayom, so you could have 2 days after you bring an offering, you have 2 days in the night between them to eat a shlamim. So both the sanctity of these two lamb chops are equal, but one is yesterday's lamb chop, which at Shkia today will become, you know, past the deadline and become nosar, and the other one is from today. You'd have another, you know, more than a day to eat it again tomorrow. So then, shall emesh kodmin, yesterday's shlamim lamb chops get priority over today's shlamim lamb chops. Rashi learns because it's like a zilzal, it's like a disgrace to like leave the lamb chops uneaten, right? Yeah, even though if you would have your preference, you'd rather have the fresh meat over yesterday's meat, but nevertheless, it's like not nice to leave the meat past the deadline, and therefore you should eat yesterday's meat today, so it shouldn't get past this deadline. Others learn that the issue, like the Rambam, Tiferes Yisrael, learn the issue is essentially more of pragmatism. It's simply an issue of, listen, you've got a small window of time to eat this before you're over the prohibition of letting it go past the deadline. Therefore, you should eat the older lamb chops because you have a few hours to go, whereas the lamb chops from today's shlamim, you have like more than 24 hours to go. Now the Mishnah asks, well, what if you have a shlamim shel emesh v'chatas v'ashim shel hayom? What if you have yesterday's lamb chops from a shlamim and today's lamb chops from a chatas or an asham? Okay, the asham could be lamb chops, the chatas would be from a goat. So which gets priority? On the one hand, it's certainly true that we have a general principle of kol mekudesh mechavero. And the more mekudash, the more sanctified is the asham, or the chatas, than the shlamim. On the other hand, today's shlamim and chatas, you have the rest of today, but not at sundown, that doesn't end anything. You can still go midoraisa the whole night tonight, and midorabban, at least till midnight tonight, and eat the meat from the shlamim, excuse me, from the asham or the chatas. Whereas yesterday's shlamim, the time runs out at sundown, so you have an extra 6 hours to eat the chatas and asham, then you have to eat the shlamim. So the question is, so which now is more important? Do we follow the rule of Kedusha and therefore eat the chatas or asham ahead of the shlamim, or do we follow the either the issue of zilzul according to Rashi or the pragmatic issue of this you have less time to do with, like the Rambam, and eat the shlamim first? So the first opinion says, shlamim shel emesh kodmin, div Rameir. Rameir holds the shlamim should go first because, you know, your window is smaller and it's, you know, impractical to eat the other one because things can go bad. Or according to Rashi, it's not nice to leave it any longer. Chacham, the Chacham, however, disagree. The Chacham hold chatas kodemes. The meat from a chatas or an asham goes first. Bipnei shehi kadshe kadshem. Because it is more mekudesh, this is the chatas and asham are kadshe kadshem, the more holy, as opposed to shlamim, which is the kadshem kalam, the lesser sanctified, lesser holy. And since the rule is kol hamekudesh mechavero, therefore the chatas and asham should go first. And that'll be the din. So, and it's not just about kachem kalam versus kachem. It's any time you have a din of kadima, that goes first, regardless of the other practicalities. And really, this is basically an important kind of rule for life, I think, which is that if you have a conflict between principles, the rules, and pragmatism, you know, it's inconvenient or it doesn't look good or things could go wrong on a practical level. So your principles should stick. And the principle in this case is the rules of kol mekudesh mechavero, Kodem is Chavero, the one that's more sanctified goes first. And, you know, if things go wrong, well, you just stick to your principles and you can't be pragmatic if it means violating your principles. That's not how the Chacham Paskin here, that since the Chatas and the Asham are more Kudash, they go first. And if that means ultimately that we're going to leaving the Shlomim meat longer and it's a Zilzil, or maybe in the end it just doesn't get eaten because there's something just you only can eat so much, whatever the story is, so then so be it. Let the chips fall where they may. The din is kol hakodesh mechavero, kodem is chavero, and therefore you eat the chatas or asham meat ahead of the shlamim.